Chalk Chat Freestyle for September 9, 2014. Episode number 51 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. Only 7 days left till the move. Hey, everybody. Just wanted to say hi. I did not get an episode in yesterday. It was a busy day, up early at the crack of dark to do a training course. I think I mentioned that. Had to get up at 5, but my body wanted to wake up at 4:30, and I tried to force it to sleep. Eventually got up and took a shower, and good thing, because I needed a couple things to do before the course started at 6. This is noon in the UK for the people who are attending, but 6 a.m. for me is a little early. I'm starting to get used to the later starting schedule. And we'll see how that goes. I can get up and make it happen, especially if a shower. I don't know, if I take a shower, I'm more awake. Shower and shave, ready to go. If I don't, I'm kind of in a fog for the first couple of hours. I don't know about you, how that goes in your routine. But two-day class is done. It was supposed to be a 3-day class. Managed to cram in almost all of it. And get the labs done. Had to hand off the last lab to the student. Said, hey, knock yourself out. I will keep your systems online so that you can finish things up by the end of the day Wednesday. Had dinner with some friends last night, which was very nice. Went out. These are friends from church who have been, we've known them for pretty much ever since we joined the church about 21 years ago, just before Julie was born. And went out, had nice dinner. Had some good laughs, showed some pictures, had lots in common. Their kids are grown, and now they're grandparents, like, for the fifth time. So we're not far behind them. I think they just celebrated their 40th wedding anniversary, which is incredible. They went to Vegas for Photoshop World, I think that's what it is, right after Dragon Con. They didn't go to Dragon Con, but it's right after Labor Day, and Labor Day is my reference for Dragon Con now. So that was a good time. I applaud Donna's efforts for working on the house. She's still going through buckets and bins and sorting and packing and has even started packing up her dresser. I'm going to do my stuff probably this weekend because I still need to live. I could probably pack up suits and things at this point. I don't think I'm going to be wearing a suit this week or the other half of my tux that didn't get sent to Phoenix. There's probably a few things I could pack up this afternoon and over the next couple of days. So she's been doing a bang-up job. We've also, finally looking out the window at my first lawn cutting from the lawn cutting service. It was a little long, so they took their riding mower around real fast, and I've got sort of that dead hay on top now. So we'll see how that goes. By the next time they come, I'll probably be gone. Maybe one more time, we'll see. It's been raining a lot, it's been cool a lot. Not as much as Phoenix. Oh my gosh, I'm just shocked at the weather reports we're seeing out of there. Not only did we just finish a record cold winter in Wisconsin, but now we're heading for a record rainy season in Phoenix. I guess good luck just follows us around. So lots of news of that on the cable channels, the social networks. Michael was just over at our house today and said everything looks fine. The pool is full, which means it's probably full of rain and probably needs some shock to get it back in swimmable condition. So, we'll see. Things are changing. I sent a text message to the boy across the street who's been taking care of our lawn for the last couple of years. Said, thanks, Ethan. We're out of here in a week. We sold the lawnmower. We sold the trimmer. Thanks. And today's big tech news. I know this isn't a tech show, but I've got a personal interest in this. Apple has announced the iPhone 6, the 6 Plus, iOS 8, the Watch. My real quick short synopsis, I am interested in a 6 or 6 Plus. I've told you about my psychotic battery life on this 5. I'd like to get rid of it as soon as possible. Got to work with work because the contract is through work and I have to find out if I can upgrade yet. My phone's not quite 2 years old. It might not make it to 2 years if I get as frustrated as I do and the battery life keeps getting crazier every day. So we'll see. But I'm also thinking, I've had my eye on selling my large format second generation iPad from 2011 and getting an iPad mini. However, if the 6 Plus is big enough, that kind of fills the gap. Because I'm like a lot of people, I want a bigger screen on my iPhone. But I don't necessarily know that I need both a large format phone and a small format iPad. They're really starting to merge there a little bit. I love the size of Donna's Kindle. She's got a Kindle Fire HD, not one of the new HDXs, but the HD. She's had that for about a year and a half, 2 years, and likes it. And I would like to downsize to that as well. I do like my iPad, but I think I'd like a smaller format better, or a larger format iPhone. I'm not sure which is which yet, but I'll let you know. I got to check with work, see what's possible. The watch, I'm not paying $350 for an Apple Watch. I'm sorry. It's cool and all. Don't know what the battery life is on that, but usually what you see on the larger color format screens is shorter battery life than what I'm getting on my Pebble, which is about 5 days. Granted, it's not color. My Pebble is not color, but it's only $150, and I've had it for a year, so now I've got some value out of it. Yeah, it'd be cool, but if they really want to take the market, first of all, there's been some dissent among watchers that the watch, I can't even call it an iWatch because that's not its brand, the Apple Watch, is not truly innovative. It's like this last announcement in the phone sizes and the watch seem like they're trying to keep up. They're trying to stay competitive. They're not truly innovating anymore. The designs are still nice, but there wasn't anything revolutionary. The way that when the iPhone came out, we went, wow, that changes the way I look at mobile phones. Well, this watch didn't really change the way I look at mobile phones. It's sort of like an iPod Nano with a jog wheel on it, click dial, whatever they call that, the crown, the smart crown that they put on that phone, or on the watch. So it's too expensive. If they really wanted to capture the market, make it $50. Everyone will run out and get one, and then they'll think they have to get an iPhone too. So they'll pair well together. Just $350 is outrageous. $199 would have had me going, okay, maybe I can do an upgrade here. But, not over 2x what I paid for my Pebble, and I'm getting lots of good functionality out of that. So I'm staying where I am on the watch, seriously considering a phone upgrade, and reconsidering my need for an iPad mini. And that is my review. The site, if you want to get in touch with me, is chuckchat.com. You can click on Freestyle and listen to this and go back in the previous ones. This is part of the dog days of podcasting, even though it's officially over. I am continuing, and it will continue hopefully through the end of this month or pretty darn close to it every day or pretty darn close to that. If you want to get in touch with me, Chuck at chuckchat.com. Otherwise, I'm on Facebook. Look me up at Chuck DeMasi. All those other places. I don't Twitter too much, but I do get notifications when I get a message from Twitter. That's it. I'm out of here. That was the wrong sound effect. Hit the wrong button. That's the right one. Till next time, 101.